You're listening to KNKX. The struggle for survival of the southern resident killer whales that frequent Puget Sound is often in the spotlight. Some orca enthusiasts know the nicknames of all 73 remaining in the population, and when and where you'd have the best chance to see them. But it wasn't that long ago that very little was known about these iconic creatures. Marine conservationist Eric Hoyt started exploring their world in 1973. Now he's an internationally renowned author whose expertise spans the world's oceans. The fifth edition of his book, Orca, The Whale Called Killer, was just published. He talked with KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
So what was it about killer whales that made you want to learn more about them 46 years ago? It wasn't really very trendy back then the way it is now.
It wasn't, you know, we didn't know very much about them except in captivity. We had a contract to do a short film on killer whales if we could encounter them in the wild. And finally, in a place called Johnson Strait, encountered the northern community. And fortunately for us, a couple weeks after we arrived, Michael Bigg arrived in the area starting his work, and he really pioneered this idea that if you got a sharp photograph of the dorsal fin, you could identify any individual. So that was all the start of that, and we were just lucky to get involved. Having done that, I just got more and more interested in coming back to see if the same whales were there the next year, and then after a few years starting to see that these were actually long-term families, you know, pods, getting the larger picture of communities. It really took 5, 6, 7, 8 years before that happened.
And I read in your book that you were looking for ways to attract the attention of the orcas, and so you brought synthesizer music?
Well, the first time we went up, the idea was to try to imitate their sounds and see if we could draw them close or get them interested. I mean, we had no idea. You have to remember, nobody was going out and relating to them at all. We had the sense that they were acoustic creatures. From dolphins, we know that there's echolocation that goes on and there's some kind of communication. So we thought if we could use a synthesizer, that might be a novel way to get their interest.
Did it work?
It worked in the sense that they responded with an imitation of some of my kind of pseudo killer whale sounds.
Wow. So how did you feel after you heard them responding?
I nearly fell out of the boat. I heard it initially just myself through the headphones, and then I played it for the three or four other people who were up on deck. Of course, they were still far off in the distance.
So you didn't actually reach your goal of getting them to come to you?
No, no.
But no footage, but good audio.
The audio was amazing. I still replay it to this day. But it didn't really draw them close, and we began to realize that actually those sounds carry over a great distance. So it was an interesting experiment initially, but there wasn't any place we could really take it except say, oh, that's a neat thing.
So have you ever bonded with a whale?
Certainly in the early years, Stubbs and Nicola, who were actually A1 and A2 in the catalog, they were older females. I had a lot of close experiences with them, you know, out in small boats. And there was a kind of gentleness about Stubbs, who had a stubby dorsal fin and had probably been hit by a boat at one time, but wasn't afraid of boats or wasn't nervous about us being around, you know, and we weren't really afraid of them. She was just particularly curious and kind of like a tag-along animal that you might have if you make a friend in the wild. I suppose you impart mystical things to it, you know, or that it's a special kind of relationship, and if it's special to you, it becomes special. But standing back as a scientist, I don't know how much actual evidence there is, but I was very, very, very fond of her.
Well, those encounters, some of them took place before your formal education, right?
Yeah, before I really knew a lot about killer whales and really understood what was going on.
And in your book, we get to see some of those kind of journal entries of those early days, and then you add the context on top of it. So it's a really complete package. You've written a lot of books, I think 23, mm-hmm. about whales and all kinds of other sea creatures. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this one has been popular enough to get a fifth edition?
What other whale researchers have told me, and people who love the book, is that it traces that journey from not knowing anything at all about whales, to step by step figuring out these things that we know today. It also shows what research is like in the field, how difficult it is, how many problems you run into. And also it focuses the habitat issue in a really sharp way. So it sort of moves almost from that era of trying to save whales to saving their habitat.
Just last month, another three of the local orcas were declared presumed dead. Are you optimistic about recovery of the southern residents?
I'm always optimistic. I have to be. It's too tough to be pessimistic, but I think it's going to take a major effort by everyone working together. It is a fantastic example of what may be possible if it does work out. People will be watching what you do here really, really carefully, because this is a congested area. You know, it's a closed system to some extent.
The sound doesn't flush out a lot. It's very heavily populated. Lots of toxins washing into the area.
And if we can solve some of these problems and have a wild population doing well in our human midst, that is going to be a powerful, powerful thing. If we can't solve it, you know, it's downhill from here. We'd lose many, many thousands of years of this lineage of killer whales. That's an amazing story if you think about it. This is where the shamus came from, went through the early capture era after going through an era of being shot at and feared and hated. And of course, the last few decades being loved. I think it would take a piece out of the heart of an awful lot of people from this region, as well as the people who know them. It's not really something you could replace.
Eric Hoyt, author of Orca, The Whale Called Killer, now in its fifth edition. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bellamy.